Now, when she saw how tall you are, did she gasp and was like, oh my God?
Did she scream?
She actually fainted.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior. A morally questionable podcast.
Where two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they were in the right or the wrong. And Blair, I feel like bad behavior has been really top of mind for me this last week.
Okay. Walk me through it.
I want to say this. The straight men have deemed me bad. The straight men have come after me this past week in a way that it was both not shocking at all and shocking. Like, I always thought posting on the internet, I have been so afraid of doing it because I was always like, oh, if I post one single thing, everyone's going to be like, you're fat, you're ugly, we hate you or something. Like, I just like, as a girl, I'm just like, oh my gosh, right? And then that never happened to me.
Well, just so you know, it's not just women, because gay men get it too.
No, for sure. There's so many demos that people love to hate. But I think that didn't, like, that hasn't, like, overwhelmingly people are pretty nice, which has been shocking to me.
Well, talk about the video you posted.
Okay, yeah. So I posted this video in which I kind of was poking a little bit of fun at straight men. And boy, they hate that. And I'm sure if there is a demo that hates that, no offense, it is straight men. Sure. They can't laugh. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, you guys. Ah, don't come for me again. But they hated that. And
boy, you're just digging your heels in deep.
Well, here's the thing. What I really felt like this week, I was like, if you guys cannot take a joke of me being like, you guys love movies a lot, which is like literally whatever, like literally relax.
Yeah, because the joke was pretty innocent. You were just saying
so innocent. It was just like, you guys are like really obsessed with showing us your favorite movies, kind of. Anyways, I was just kind of playing a little around with that. And what I really was like this week is I was like, if you guys cannot handle it, like the amount, I was like, actually, like, I want to come after you guys so hard.
Yeah, someone said you had your slit went up too high.
A man said this to me. He said, oh, you're making fun of, like, oh, you think you can make fun of straight men when you're dressed like that? Like, da da da. If there's anyone who says, Sterling, do you really want to be walking out the door looking like that? The only woman who can be saying that is my mother.
So, well, let me ask you this. How are you emotionally doing? Because this has happened to me before, and it's very taxing.
I literally was like, this is so stupid. And I was like, I should just turn off all the comments. And mostly,
Sterling, how are you really? That is the strong woman. Because like, I know this, because this happened to me.
To you shooting down my face.
2 years ago. As a joke, I posted a video in Pride Month asking my sister what she's getting me for Pride Month as a gift, just as a joke.
Yeah.
And so many straight males, hate gay men and women.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They love to kill us, yeah.
They were like, why should you expect a gift? You should KYS yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know,
yes.
Okay, I'm just cleaning it up. But they also love to use some vulgar language about gay people. It was... And, like, literally, I had people saying, like, these are just trolls. Don't worry about it. But it, like, really put me in a dark place.
Well, that's
place.
Meaner. That's actually meaner. No one told me to do that to myself. Thank God.
Well, not yet. Sorry.
Jesus. So dark.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, when someone is saying all this stuff towards you and about you and your character, whatever, it does take a toll no matter what's
said. No, it did take a toll. And I think the funniest part is this one guy came.
I hear a car revving in the background. I think it's a straight man outside your house.
Yeah,
you better lock
pissed.
The door.
He's pissed. No, the funniest thing is this one guy came in to defend me, and he actually replied to a bunch of comments and was like, no, her joke is there. Her timing is just really bad, and she's pretty amateur. I was like, go off, King. I was like, he tried his best, but then was like, no, her material's there. She's just bad at it.
Sterling, I think that comment's worse.
And there you have it. Okay, well, Blair, we are so lucky to have our guest on today. He is absolutely hilarious. You know him from his many shows around Los Angeles and New York, as well as his new podcast, Luke Moniz Explained. Please welcome Luke Moniz.
Let's just dive on in, because I know Sterling is itching to just roast me at this moment. Go ahead, Sterling. Let's just get it out of the way.
Okay, so basically we jumped on today, and we're on a platform that has video. And Blair decided to put his name as his Instagram handle. And he said, well, isn't that like a cool thing, because you're able to promote your Instagram handle in a meeting? And I said, but this meeting, now introducing our guest, Luke, is just Luke and myself. I actually already know Blair's Instagram handle, so this is actually just promotion only to Luke, it seems like.
So first of all, you're welcome, Luke, and thank you for coming on the show. I can't wait to have a discourse on Instagram now.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me, and thank you for elucidating me to your social media handle, which actually is kind of a, I would have been able to intuit from your name, because it's just your name.
Now, to be fair, sometimes people like to do P-A-Y-T-O-N. Can you believe that? Some people are so stupid.
And sometimes people put an E on Blair.
Which I'm like, why? It's not that fancy. Yeah. Why a silent letter? It's not necessary.
It's true. It's true.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you, guys.
So speaking of Instagram, and I guess handles in general. So, because I feel like you post a lot of reels, videos, you're really putting yourself out there in terms of like stand-up and all these types of clips.
I am. It's vulnerable.
It's very, very vulnerable. And have you ever had something go to the dark side of the internet and get a lot of hate?
Oh my God. Absolutely. I mean, the old adage that I have come to know well is that everything is bound to upset someone. And gosh, I've had everything from dental hygienists trying to cancel me.
Can I ask for why?
I had a joke that was originally a tweet. I had a joke about how dental hygienists are really mean to you and want to, you know, criticize you for your dental hygiene. And then dentists are like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm cool. Whatever. You look fine. It's great. It's all fine. And they got really mad. They were like, we're actually the final line of defense against gum disease. And like, you know, this was a couple of years ago. And then,
yeah, front lines.
They really are. And they didn't let me forget it.
How bad were your teeth that you had to make a tweet about them? I'm worried about your dental health.
Well, you know what? I have to say, Blair, at the time, I don't mean to brag here. I had never had a cavity, and I've only since then, this was like 5 years ago, I got a pre-cavity, and it brought great shame upon my family. But I was just trying to get at this thing that I felt everyone goes through, more poking fun at the dentist for being like, the dentist seems like they don't do anything at all. It seems like the dental hygienists do all the work. If anything, I was trying to be pro-hygienist in my
I love that.
In my take. And
you're a truth teller.
I am a truth teller. And if anything, I thought the dentist would be mad at me.
Right. But do you feel like after they came after you, you were like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be so hyping you guys up now?
Oh, I definitely stopped tipping the dental hygienist. I'll say that.
Oh, we're supposed to be tipping our dental hygienist.
Yeah, I was giving him a crisp 10 or 20 before, you know.
So have you been able to recover from the online hate? Do you have any kind of words for the wise for me?
Can you tell me a little bit, if it's okay, about what's going on?
I have a joke about how kind of straight men are obsessed with movies and like telling you their favorite movie, and they kind of freak out if you haven't seen it. And it also, now being in Los Angeles, the cinema bros, I feel like, are making me crazy. And so anyways, it wasn't anything hopefully so mean, but boy, have these boys come for me. These husbands.
You just said all straight men should burn in hell, though.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. That was also part of the joke.
But that was the punchline.
These men are coming for me in a way where I usually will have people like diagnose me with diseases. That's like the meanest anyone's ever gotten. They're like, I had my first video that ever did anything. I had like a million people try to diagnose me with a disease. And I was like, oh, this is just me joking around. But this one was much, the boys were very mad, and they were kind of going classic boy, kind of slut shaming in any way you can, and being rude. And then I was going to their profiles, and they're all husbands.
They're all husbands?
They're all husbands. And I really wanted to dig in. And then basically, I went to a Super Bowl party last night. There was a boy there that I barely know, but he was there. And then he actually came up to me and said, I have a bone to pick with your latest Instagram reel. I was like, not another one. And I was like, literally, why? And he was like, well, I don't even have a favorite movie, so I don't think that.
What a sicko. What a sicko for him to approach you like that. I mean, that person should be put in jail. That's crazy.
Did you feel triggered by that story about, you know, the content of it as a straight man?
No. First of all, I'm very on the side of the joke. And, you know, you're joking, first of all. And it comes from a place of truth because most of us straight fellas, we do like, we like specific movies. And I find the responses abhorrent. I find the idea that somebody could approach you at a Super Bowl party, it sickens me, honestly. I can't believe someone would do that.
Well, Luke, what's the last movie you made your girlfriend watch?
Oh, my God.
What did you force her to love?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Let's see. What is the last movie? Well, first of all, I want to clarify. I'm not making her watch movies. I think I'm part of an evolved generation where I'm going, I think it would be great if we watch this. And then, you know, try to have an equitable trade-off. She says, I think we should watch this. And I go, okay. And then, you know, maybe we watch. No, this is going to sound very unintentionally like I'm trying to score points. But I think the last one I made us watch was May, December.
Mm.
I think she wanted to watch it. I'm trying. That's a bit of a cop out, though, because May, December is like not in the category of what you guys like would want me to say. I think.
Pick a different movie.
Okay, let's think of the most recent kind of real guy movie I tried to make her
like
to
Romeo
watch.
And Michelle's High School Reunion, The Proposal, a really guy movie.
Yeah, Black Swan. I mean, here's what I will say. I was like, we should watch Breaking Bad and The Sopranos because I'd seen both of them and she hadn't seen either. And she liked both of them. And to this day, she will say. And she's going to be a guest on the podcast. You can ask her about this. She will say.
Yeah, we're going to cross-reference a lot of stuff
we're gonna
you
say.
Hey.
Oh,
Jesus. Because we want to test your relationship.
I really hope that you guys aren't. I mean, no. I think most of this stuff is going to hold up. So, but yeah, she appreciates Sopranos and Breaking Bad. And there's been very few things where, you know, we've come to a place in our relationship where I don't show her certain things. If certain things don't pass, if certain things are a little too violent or a little too horror-centered, she tends to not want to watch them unless they're very Boston-y.
I like that one caveat of it.
Right?
Do you feel like, okay, so I live in LA now. Blair lives in New York. I lived in New York up until a year ago. And you also lived
in 2 years now.
Oh, a year and a half. I'm like,
okay. Oh my God.
I actually just, I met someone recently who also had moved from New York and, he kept being like, I moved about 17 months ago. Like, he kept talking about things in terms of, like, baby times. And I was like, I think after a year.
Baby times.
But you moved from New York, right? Did you lived in New York, correct? Or am I totally wrong?
I did. I lived in New York for many years and moved here, like, 4 years ago.
Any regrets?
No regrets, no looking back. Life is about change and westward movement, manifest destiny, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Gold rush.
Gold rush, yeah. I was major gold. This is major gold rush vibes. I came here to pan in a river.
And have you been successful, the LA River or just anyone out west?
Oh, yeah, the LA. Well, as of recently, there's been a lot more water there. Rain joke, hello. But yeah, not a lot of gold in the LA River. A lot of needles.
Oh, so it's like New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We have a little game based on your podcast. So your podcast is called Luke Menez Explained. And we have a game called Heaven or Hell on this podcast. And we have some different scenarios in which topics are explained to you. And you're going to decide if in this scenario that is a heaven, hell, or if you're kind of in different purgatory topic to have explained to you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm ready. Bring it on.
Your friend telling you in detail about their dream from last night that included you. Is that a heaven or hell?
Hell.
Even if it includes you?
Even if it includes me, because oftentimes I feel like if people have dreams about me, I'm dying in the dream. I don't like hearing that.
But what if it's a starring role?
Even if it's a starring role, I feel like I've heard too many. You were in my dream and you were stabbed in the heart or something. You know, I feel like I've heard that too many times. And I just think the dream explanation thing, I think this is a parental issue. I think it's a child rearing issue. I think people, certain parents let their kids sort of extemporaneously speak about the dreams they had. And ultimately, I think children should be raised to know that it's best to keep that to yourself and no one cares. So I would say hell.
Well, can I ask you this? Is it something that you're putting out that makes people want to have you murdered in their dreams?
I think just close, dear friends have told me that. So maybe
I don't think they're your friends. Something's up.
No, that is true. I mean, maybe that's not a question for me. Maybe that's a question for them. Why am I dying in your dreams all the time? And why are you telling me that every night you kill me?
You might
want
to distance yourself from them. I'm concerned.
Worst of all, these are lucid dreams and they're in full control, you know? I forgot to tell you guys before the podcast, I only hang out with lucid dreamers and dream travelers.
Very LA of you. Okay, number two. Your parents recapping a recent movie they watched because they think you might like it.
I would say heaven, barring spoilers, if I am interested. I don't mind someone telling me the footnotes of a movie, a parent or not. I think that it gives me like a little bit of a taste, maybe if I'm not reading a review. Maybe they go, hey, we just watched May, December. We think, you know, we think you'd want to show your girlfriend.
Have you ever had a situation where someone explained a movie and they like really sold it and you're like, oh, shit, I got to see this. And then it sucked.
Ooh, you know, I had a lot of people tell me to watch Casino, the Martin Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fine. Thought it was good.
Okay.
But it wasn't amazing.
Maybe just my parents do this, but they love to recap. And they actually really love to recap like podcast episodes or like something, like either an article or podcast episode. And they'll recap it to me and I'll say right at the top, oh, I listened or oh, I read that. And then they still do the full recap.
Did they tell it better, though?
Well, I'm always like, I don't know. I think that they just really enjoy the retelling. So they're like, buckle in.
You know, it's so interesting. That reminds me now, the last time this happened was with my mom and Society of the Snow, which is this new Netflix movie. It's about the soccer team that crashed in the mountains and became cannibals.
Yeah.
That was also a movie, I think, called Alive. So I was like, oh, no, I know what happened. I saw Alive. And then it was like, no, actually, they crashed in the mountains. And a few of them froze, and they had to eat the frozen ones. And I'm like, right. So it's like, we know these things.
All right, let's go to number three. The passenger – this is perfect. The passenger next to you on an airplane explaining how turbulence isn't a big deal.
First of all, I'm going to go immediate hell. Don't speak to me. Oh, my God. Do not speak to me. I mean, if somebody speaks to me on a plane, it's like I lose it. No, I don't lose it. But I'm like, I'm losing it internally. I used to be really afraid of turbulence. So I bet you if you asked me this question maybe like 10 years ago, this would be the final circle of hell. The ultimate damnation. I remember once I landed in Phoenix, Arizona, and the guy sitting next to me, like I was in the window seat and he peered out the window and he was like, the buildings aren't tall, but the city, it sprawls. And I was like, did you say a rhyme to me? Like, get away. What are you doing? Like he had a rhyme about Phoenix.
Okay. So turbulence scares me. Even if it's minor, I'm already writing my will. So I was on a flight and I was next to the sweetest old woman who just, I think she could tell I was nervous. And so she started talking to me to calm me down. And then we had a lovely conversation. She followed me on Facebook because I'm elderly. And she even, just 2 months ago, wished me a happy birthday. I saw her when I came out to L.A.
Wait, you saw her when you came to L.A.?
When we had that show in L.A.
She came?
Oh, no. She was also going to L.A. So to clear, she did not come to our show. She was going to see her sister-in-law.
I was like, whoa. I was like, that's actually a good way to sell tickets is on a plane.
I mean, I tried. I tried to get her to come. And she was like, no.
But she's like, but I will wish you a happy birthday on Facebook.
She used a GIF.
That is nice.
Next one. A comedian backstage at a show you're on explaining each of the planets in your birth chart.
I would say purgatory, not just for the sort of neutralness of it. I don't mind talking about birth charts and astrology and sort of esoteric topics in a green room, but I would say this more feels like purgatory because it's just nothing.
Yeah.
It never ends. It's the conversational equivalent to like living in a void. So I would say purgatory.
Okay.
I can have a casual conversation, but if someone is telling me like, you know, if someone's reading my tarot cards and is like, because last time I got my tarot cards read, I got the Tower, which is like great misfortune will fall upon you.
Can you tell us what's happened since then? Is everything okay?
Everything's okay. Everything was fine. This was a few months ago. I got them read on a podcast and she pulled out the card and she went, it was like a movie. You know, a movie when like the fortune teller's like, oh, you must leave now. It was like that. She like pulled out the card and she, it was like the one card where she was like, oh my God. And I was like, what? It was like the worst possible thing that could have happened. But I think that the good thing about tarot cards is you can interpret them to be like, this could be the, you know, worst point of the next like 5 seconds of your life. Maybe the tarot card was reading that you would get the tarot. So I chose to interpret it that way and to be positive and hope that my life is not going to come crashing down. It's now been several months, so I think we're okay. But I'm going to knock on wood really quickly. But
I think that one's more like an ending, which can be obviously very bad, or it's just kind of the cycles of things. Obviously, your life, I guess, could be really falling apart, but you could interpret it as light.
That's what a friend of mine told, but my friend who was on the podcast, rather, she told me, she was like, it could just be like, this is just a transition period. But I did cancel all my obligations that day.
Smart.
I was supposed to do another podcast and a comedy show that night. And I was like, sorry, I got the Tower. I'm staying in.
Okay, do you want to do our last one, Blair? And it kind of comes back around.
Wow, Sterling, I think you're kind of a fortune teller, if I must say so.
I know, I might be.
Okay, so our last question. Your dental hygienist explains how often you should be brushing your teeth. I'd like to point out this was written before we talked to you today, so.
Wow, very, I feel like this is like the equivalent of like the tower card.
Yeah, this in, is true.
This, the heaven
cancel
or hell
all
game.
Your plans for today.
gosh, you know, I would say hell.
It's probably triggering.
I know, it is triggering. I've been, your community has come after me before, publicly and privately. I know the unless the science has changed, I needn't know the schedule of the you know, you should be flossing and brushing twice a day and mouthwash and so on and so forth, and you know, stop chewing tobacco or whatever. I don't chew tobacco, but you know, I imagine they say that to the tobacco chewers.
Are you doing okay? I know this probably brings up a lot of stuff.
I know, we
yeah
have
this
no
triggers
idea.
Me to 25 minutes ago. But I'm doing okay now, and, you know, just one day at a time, I guess. But it's hell. Every day I think about it, it's hell.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think you know why you're here today. It's because Blair and I have never done anything wrong in our lives. We're kind of etiquette experts. And you have potentially a morally ambiguous story where it was hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong to tell us today. So whenever you're ready.
Well, yes. Thank you, first of all, for platforming me and for letting me advocate for myself and speak my truth on this podcast. I would first of all say that I, like most of us, we're all the hero of our own story. And I think that's important to say. This also happens on a plane. And this happens with this involves talking on a plane. So everything's kind of coming together on this podcast.
This is literally a herald.
Wow. It is a herald.
Yeah, this is a herald. Yeah. We did the UCB today.
Yeah. The podcast is going to end with one of us running across the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what happened. First of all, I have to – one more preface. Are you guys familiar with the concept of when you're booked for a seat on a plane and then the plane – changes, like the physical plane changes, so the seat map is slightly adjusted? Are you guys familiar with this?
I don't know if this has happened to me.
Yeah, sometimes you have a ticket on like a 737, Delta, Boeing 737, whatever, and the plane, for maintenance reasons or whatever, gets switched to like a 747. I don't know. I don't really know planes. Yeah, yeah. But the layout of the plane and the seat map slightly changes. So some people... they're, of course, alerted, but some people are switched slightly. And I changed a flight. Okay, basically what happened is I need to sit in the exit row because I have long dancer's legs. And I can't really sit in a normal seat for a long flight. It's, you know, over 2 hours, it's hard for me to sit in a normal seat. So I need the exit row. I was sat in an exit row, and I did not know that this plane had recently been switched to this layout. So some people got, I think, bumped out of the exit row. This was like 6 a.m. and I was on the plane and I was already like kind of drifting to sleep. And this, like, I think she was Swedish or something. She was blonde and she sounded Swedish. These were the clues. Mm-hmm. I kind of woke up to her boarding the plane, screaming at this flight attendant, being like, "He's in my seat. That is my seat." Like, and I was like, "No, like, this is, like, it says my thing on my ticket." And she was like, "No, but I, before the plane switched, this was my seat, and now I'm in the exit row directly behind you that doesn't, like, it, like, didn't recline or something." Or no, it didn't have a window. I think it also didn't, it had way less leg room, but it was still an exit row seat. So she wasn't moved out of the exit row, but she was moved out of the, I mean, unless she was lying about this. Let's take her at her word, despite how rude she was, that she was moved out of my seat on the original layout of the flight. Mm. I was not privy to this because I came on the plane at its latest iteration. There was no way. She never looked at her Delta app or she never looked at her email to say, like, "There's been a flight change. Please be advised." That was irrelevant to me. She asked me to switch and I was like, "I'm sorry. Like, this is my seat. I can't fit in the seat." And she really made a stink and she started kind of screaming. And I think the person next to me, this was the time where I did welcome someone talking next to me. She was like, "You're in the right." Mm. But I can't help but think that I could have, maybe this is like the people pleaser in me, I could have maybe ameliorated this situation by just giving her my seat and sitting in the exit row behind, which still is a roomier seat, but not as, I had like the full leg stretch ability and she didn't. Before we took off, she was like she sat in the seat behind me, was on the phone like, "This fucking guy took my seat." She was like, and she knew I could hear her.
Yeah.
And I kept turning back, doing that thing. Yeah. And the girl next to me was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And she was like, "This fucking guy took my seat. Can you believe it? I mean, I can't believe some people. Some people are so rude." And, you know, this was a few months ago. And every now and then I stir awake in the night thinking, I don't question my decision to kind of hold my ground with regard to, this was the seat that I was booked in, and if I was mistakenly sat there, I would have moved. But sometimes I go, should I have moved? Because she was really mean to the flight attendants, and she did cause like a scene, and I think that some of the blame indirectly from others in the area may have been directed towards me because I was... though unwittingly, I was kind of a player in this situation. So,
can I ask how long the flight was?
6 hours.
So she was bitching for 6 hours?
Well, hopefully not on the phone the whole time.
Yeah, but then, like, when we got off and we were getting our bags, I kind of shot her, like, I kind of was like,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So I held a grudge, and I could have let go sometime over America. I could have let go. But I decided, you know, maybe it was small of me, but I was like, she needed a little glare. Mm. Maybe a head shake. I did the...
How tall was she? Would you say you're taller?
She was a regular heighted woman, although the Swedes are tall. So we can say she was probably above average height for a lady, but, you know, because she was Nordic, mm-hmm. on average, Nordic women can be taller.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Wow.
Yeah. So
she was not 6'6".
She was not 6'6". She was not a volleyball player.
Was your head like grazing the top of the, like, the...
No, I have short torso. So if we're sitting at a table together, we're the same height.
Oh, you're deceptively tall.
I'm deceptively tall. If people meet me seated, they have no idea.
Now, sometimes when I take a long flight, I am not tall. Mm-hmm. I'm like 5'8", and I'm dealing with it. But like when I sit on a flight, and if it's that long, even if there's not enough seat room, my legs start to get real crampy from knees up, sure. like in the thigh area.
Sure.
Is that what happens to you?
Yes, and my knees also get, my knees go against the little metal holder of the seat in front of me.
Like, was the flight attendant clearly on your side? Like, obviously they didn't really ask you to move or anything.
I think this was part of the issue, is the flight attendant was kind of busy and she was like really yelling at her, really yelling at the flight attendant. And so I don't know that the flight attendant even, like, maybe part of her wanted me to just switch. Mm. But, you know, it was my seat. Like, it said, like, 17A or, like, you know, 37A or whatever. Like, it belonged to me.
Yeah.
It was mine by birthright. And I think that the person immediately next to me seemed to be on my side. But other than that, it seemed like I was getting looks from people to be like, you should just move, you monster.
Did you, when she was yelling at you and you were, you know, standing up for yourself, as you should.
Yeah.
Did you ever think to tell her, just be like, ma'am, I'm a tall person and my legs will get crampy?
It was the first thing out of my mouth.
Was it?
Because she might have been deceived by your torso.
I think she was. This was my seat. I'm very tall. It's hard for me to sit in a long flight in that seat. And then part of my glare end of flight was,
look how tall I am.
Like, look at this.
Now, when she saw how tall you are, did she gasp and was like, oh my God?
Did she scream?
She actually fainted and a doctor was called. No, I maybe she reacted inside, but I wish she had more of a reaction. It was rather undramatic. She kind of just, she scoffed.
My only concern is, because I hearing the story, I think you were definitely in the right.
Really?
You struggle with long legs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my only concern is, or my only thought is that, like, to really hammer that point in, instead of waiting till the plane landed, you should have just stood up and said, look.
He was in a window seat. He would have had to get everyone else out of the...
I know,
and then they would have had to then all sit back down.
But the person sitting beside you was, like, on your team, so they would have been like, yeah, they would have hyped you up. You had a hype man.
You know what? I take your point. And I think that would have been great. I think I could have elicited a small applause from the seats around, from the rows around me.
Yeah.
As I stood up, she may have stood down.
It is kind of, but you are saying, Blair, that kind of, we could maybe put some gender dynamics in it and say he's standing up to kind of assert his dominance in the situation, which that could have turned against him easily.
But that's why you have to let your voice carry and just say, I'm tall.
You start screaming.
Not that you're asserting your dominance, just saying,
that
I am
sounds
tall.
Like asserting dominance. Yeah,
well, maybe if you can cry when you do it.
Oh, and you start,
I think,
crying.
It would have to be done with a shriek and a shrug. I'm tall. You know,
yeah.
I think it would have to be a very kind of passive stand and shrug rather than standing over her. No loom, no loom. If I'm looming, we're out. I can't have loomed.
Now, can I ask, you said she was on the phone?
Yeah.
Was she on the phone at the beginning of the flight or through the whole flight?
No, she was on the phone when she sat down and started taking out this loud phone call, I think in order that I might hear it.
Okay.
To shame me.
To shame. And if there's one thing that actually we've learned as a society is that shame doesn't really work to change people's behavior.
Really? Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, maybe for some. But here's the thing that I have in this scenario. The getting changed seats on an airplane has happened to me so many times. And now I feel like I've come of age where I have started saying no. Because boy, did I get moved for, I would say, years. Almost every single flight I would get moved. Someone would always ask for my seat. I was getting bumped from like window aisle to middle. Like I was getting bumped all kinds of places that were worse. I once got bumped out of like the nice, I don't know, my work was paying for the flight at one point. So I was like in business class and then I got bumped to the back because like they'd be like, well, it's a family. Or they'd be like, well, this couple's married. And they're like, you're obviously here alone. And I was like, well, but I would get bumped so often. I actually once got bumped back and they said, we'll bring you like a bottle of champagne thing to thank you. They brought me a little bottle of champagne and so loud, the flight attendant came over and said, excuse me, ma'am, I'm going to need to see some ID for this. I'm over 21. I'm like, you offered this. And now everyone's looking, being like, this girl is like trying to get, she's under 21 trying to get alcohol on this flight. Humiliating me. So anyways, This has a special place in my heart for really standing up and saying, hey, you snooze, you lose. You should have double checked your seat. I'm crazy about like this little seat I have. I always have to be window because I hate flying and I want to look out the window. And so it's like, you should double check. Obviously stuff happens, but it's like, you're clearly in the right. You also are clearly very tall. Yeah. And so for this, it feels like very easy, good behavior on my end. Blair, what about you?
You think so?
I think so. I don't know how it would be good because also on her end, also like screaming on the phone and being like this piece of shit. And like, that's so grow up. That's so mean. It's like,
I could have prevented it.
If anything, I think it would have been helpful had you got out your phone and maybe just started like recording her doing this and put it on social media to really teach her a lesson. Just be like, people can be mean.
But that's good. And then the people could have come for her on social media instead of you. The dental hygienist would have started to turn on her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You would have flipped the dynamic because then you wouldn't have been the bad person. You would have had other people standing up for you. Unlike these people on the plane, except for that one person that sat beside you.
Yeah.
Because you are tall and like, that's important to have leg room.
I feel like I'm getting emotional over here. I mean,
no, I want you to know that your legs are being seen by both of us. I'm going to say good behavior.
Thank you. And I'm going to learn the Swedish word for Karen after this, because I feel that I could have filmed her and she could have become the next whatever the Swedish word is.
But and honestly, that's even good behavior because you're giving the Karens an upgrade because Swedish people are known to be more attractive. So it would have been an upgrade for Karens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Moving Karens to IKEA. Thank you.
Okay. So, Luke, you've officially been deemed good behavior.
Wow.
So we have a little reward for you today for your incredible behavior.
Yeah. Because we know sometimes when you win an award and you're maybe not expecting it, it can be hard to come up with a speech, but...
It's true. Oh my God. Wow. What an honor. I am only where I am today because of my fans, every single one of them. To thank you guys for getting me to the place I am today, I want to let you know that new episodes of my podcast will be available on Patreon for just $300 an episode. So come celebrate this win with me in my favorite way. Capitalism, baby.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you, guys. I needed that extra push.
And the joy in your voice.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I should do that. Everything's going behind a paywall and it's getting maxed out to $300 an ep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you for that.
You are welcome.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Luke. Before we wrap up, anything to plug, promote, tell listeners where they can find you and all that jazz.
And the Patreon link, too.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Thank you guys for having me. This was so fun. I'm glad to have been deemed good behavior. And yeah, my podcast, Luke Moniz Explained, and I'm social media is just my name, Luke Moniz, much like Blair's social media.
Yep.
But not mine.
I wish the audience was in our Riverside link right now so they could see it.
I see.
They'd be running.
Yes, of course. They'll know. They'll know.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.